your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstand Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
We're going to start by introducing you to Jackie Bryant.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Jackie is the executive director?
Yes, I am.
From the Children, Youth, and Family Services here in Charlottesville.
Yes.
And Jackie, you brought a friend and guest with you. Who's this?
I brought with me Jack Gallagher, who is one of our Family Connections educators at Children, Youth, and Family Services.
All right, give me a second to write that down, because as Catherine knows, some of that pledge money should go to giving me some sort of a ginkgo biloba or something. Jack Gallagher, Children, Youth, and Family Services, from what I can gather, needs to have its own exposure here in Charlottesville. The more, the better. It's a good serving organization in the community. But like other good organizations in the community, not enough notice for so many people. So what I want to do here is give you that exposure, to talk to you about it, to learn myself more about what you do, to educate those who are listening, and hopefully to drum up a little money for WNRN to help expose these groups in a beneficial and positive way. So let's start with what Children, Youth, and Family Services is. I mean, what do you do?
We're a private nonprofit. We've been in existence since 1921, so we're one of the oldest nonprofits in Charlottesville. And we're all about kids. We're all about serving kids from, actually, while their parents are still born, while their mothers are still pregnant before they're even born, and up to and through age 18, when they hopefully are launched into successful adulthood. We have a variety of programs that are geared towards that, towards kids that age, towards all kids. And they are... We try to start early. We want to get in there as quickly as we can before problems have a chance to get started. And we actually go out and meet families where they are, in their homes, in their schools, in community centers. Kids, actually, our teen program goes out and gets kids off the streets who are runaways or homeless and who don't have a place to be. So we're trying to get out there in the community where kids are and to give them what they need so that they can have the best chance for a successful future.
All right, let's break this down a little bit at a time, because that... I'm standing here, and obviously there's a lot of distractions going on around here with phones ringing and people running in and out more than my little quiet studio on a nice, normal Sunday. but that was a lot to take in at one time. And I'm sure that some of that had to do with the fact that there's an awful lot of things that the organization does
That's
at
right.
one time.
That's right.
So let's start with the children. You've got children, youth, and family.
Mm-hmm.
So... For children, what do you define as children? And because you got children and youth, where do you draw that barrier?
Right. Well, you know, children and youth is sort of an arbitrary distinction, because really we're all about kids, whatever age they are. Again, prenatally up to age 18. So children and youth go from before they're born until they get out of high school and are able to be successful adults, and anything in between.
Let me ask you a quick question, because it just popped into my head.
Sure.
When you talk about prenatal, I think something that a lot of folks would think of is, are you in any way a religious organization?
No, we are not a religious organization at all.
Okay, so there's no, because we did a show, a month ago, with the Planned Parenthood folks, talking about how there was another organization in town who was trying to assist the children, but doing so from a religious background.
That's not us at all. And in fact, what we're doing with the moms while they're still pregnant is trying to get them to be healthy, getting their prenatal care, getting them the nutrition they need, and helping them to get an early start on bonding with their babies. So we're not focused on the pregnancy as far as the mom being pregnant, as much as we are having a healthy pregnancy, a healthy delivery, a healthy birth, and a good positive relationship between that mom and that baby before the baby's even born.
And... you know, what is your what goal comes from? I mean, what does this do for the mother and the child?
A couple things, actually. It's a good question. When babies are born healthy, they have a much better chance of being successful and being healthy throughout their lives. Babies who are born too small, babies who are born without the proper nutrition, without the proper prenatal care, are less likely, have a higher risk of having longer-term problems. So again, what we want to do is get in as early as possible and get things going in the right positive direction so that they have the best chance of having successful future. The other thing that happens is that bonding, that when that baby is born, that mother needs to already feel connected to that baby, for that attachment to develop in a very positive way. And so what we want to do is connect that mom while she's still pregnant to what's going on inside her body, how the baby's growing, how the baby's developing, and what that baby's going to need from her when the baby is actually born and here and ready to be taken care of.
All right, we are here on Fundraiser Sunday at the Wake Up Call, awaiting patiently, but only for a little while, patiently awaiting your phone call. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me give you a quick note on the weather. Partly cloudy today, highs 70 to 75, mostly clear tonight, lows 40 to 45, mostly sunny tomorrow. Highs 75 to 80. It's clear in most places around the area. 62 in the Valley, 66 in Lynchburg, 64 in Charlottesville with a few clouds, and 69 in Richmond.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And we got people calling in. We also, as always, want to thank our underwriters, such as Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. For campus, town, or mountain trails, you can choose from brands like Patagonia, Mountain Hardware, and The North Face for outerwear and over 170 styles of footwear. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is in the Barracks Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville. They're at Wintergreen and in Richmond. You can also find them online at brms.com. And Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Seville Reader's Choice for Burgers. Five Guys serves America's standard, fresh and handmade, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and open until 10 Fridays and Saturdays. That's Five Guys Burgers and Fries behind the fountain in the Barracks Road Shopping Center, in the Hollymead Town Center, and now in the downtown mall. On the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's F-I-V-E-guys.com. We're here with Jackie Bryan and Jack Gallagher from the Children, Youth, and Family Services. This is a little mini show with an example of what a level 4 pledge, if you choose to pick the topic, can bring you. You can have your organization or one that you believe just needs a little more exposure to the public and have them on the show for an hour one day in the future. I'll be glad to work with you to work up the show, to find the guests, whatever we need to do with your $100 pledge. So we're back with Jackie and Jack.
The Jackie and Jack.
That's right.
So Jack, tell me what you do down at. Is there some nice acronym we can come up with? CYFS.
That's actually what we call ourselves. Short, CYFS.
CYFS.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that, and every once in a while I'll spell that out. So Jack, what do you down at the shop?
I'm a parent educator with CYFS, and I teach
a parent educator, and I teach
a class called Surviving the Teen Years, which is a 6-week. There you go. It's a 6-week class for kids, and the neat thing about the class is it's a class for parents and their kids. So this isn't just a parenting class where you go in and get some materials. This is really an interactive 6-week time when kids and families sit down and maybe start talking to each other a little bit. And so it's a fun class.
What gives you the expertise to teach the class?
Well, I've been working with kids and families for 30 years. I was the director of programs for a place called Community Attention, which is another youth-serving organization in the community. So I did that for 30 years, retired, came back, and am supplementing that wonderful retirement income with teaching parenting.
All right, dial us up, boys and girls, 979-0919. There's a lot of chatter going on out there. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. The Dead Show Boys are eating and sleeping and hanging out after yesterday's wild 3 hours here at Fundraiser Station. What did you call it? Surviving the teen years. That totally blew me away.
Well, let me go off on that a minute, because what's interesting about it is that if you think about the role of being a parent, that's a pretty important role. And yet if you look at our society and education process, it is not taught. There are no real instruction manuals. There's not clear how to do this thing. And so parents stumble into my class either screaming for help or being pushed into it, knotted into it by an agency in town, and they come in there really angry and saying, what do I need to learn to be a parent? I'm doing it. And what happens is, in a very short time, they realize, wait a minute, there are a few things that I may learn to do better. And what happens is a really neat transition where they go from kind of wondering why they're there to start to realize that maybe there were some things that we could have learned along the way that would make us better parents. So it's a fun class. This awareness kind of happens at every one.
How do you make it fun?
Well, the fun way to do it is you do an interaction.
I mean, you throw water balloons at each other?
We have, it's a variety of things we do. There's some videos you watch and stop and talk about. There are interactions. In the last class I had last week, a parent and a child got into a discussion about what was going on at home, and the whole group kind of acted as a family meeting talking about what was going on in that situation. So it's a very interactive, fun thing. When people come in, they say that they spend about, I ask in the first class, how much time do you spend critiquing, complaining, arguing with your kids, and how much time do you spend encouraging, supporting? And it always starts out as 75% critique and 25% encouragement. So the class is kind of trying to switch those ratios around, and when that happens, the family does better.
That's a good question. The Children, Youth, and Family Services, is that only here in Charlottesville? Or is that sort of a nationwide thing, and we have our Charlottesville franchise?
Nope, it's a local agency. We do serve Charlottesville, Albemarle, Louisa, Greene, Flavanna, and Nelson County. So we kind of serve the Region 10 district. We do have some people that come in even from farther out than that, Madison, Orange, for some of our classes particularly. But we're a local agency. We've been here in Charlottesville area since 1921.
All right, there you go. That's Jackie Bryant from the Children, Youth, and Family Services. Now, Jack, you were talking about your class being fun, being the fun side of things, but it seems to me that from the homework that I did, because that's right, boys and girls, you should support me and this show, because I have to do homework almost every week to prepare for the topic at hand. I am not as smart as I come across on Sunday mornings. RESP, the Runaway Emergency Services Program, that doesn't sound like it's such a fun part of CYFS.
You know, we do have some programs that are working with kids that are facing more serious challenges. Our Runaway Emergency Services Program being one of those programs. The program works with teens 11 to 18 who have run away, are homeless, or at risk of running away. And, you know, lucky for them, fortunate for this community, the program provides a 24-hour hotline so they can call any time of the day or night, get a real live voice, a counselor on the phone who can help talk them through whatever situation they're facing. They can bring them in the office. We can do counseling in the office with them and their family members to try to get them back home safely. And we, if necessary, we can put them up in a host home. We have volunteer host homes in the community who provide shelter for our teens for up to 14 days. So we are able to provide, in spite of it not being a good situation and something that's not fun, we can give them a lot of support and a lot of services to stabilize the situation and get them back home safely so they're off the streets and in a safe setting.
Now, you've got a huge number of people, and when I say huge, I'm sure we're not talking about thousands, but you have a lot of people who participate in your organization mostly by volunteering their time, correct?
We do. We have a large number of volunteers, and certainly a great chance to put out a great big thank you to all the volunteers. We have volunteers who provide literacy activities for preschoolers, our Play Partners volunteers, which right now we have somewhere between 25 and 30 volunteers who are active and working with kids. We have our host home providers, which do a fantastic job to, again, take teens into their homes for up to 14 days, provide love, care, and attention to them during that time. We have right now 4 active host home providers to the agency as well. And then we have a number of other volunteers. We have volunteers that provide child care for the parenting classes through junior. We have some junior league volunteers, some UVA volunteers that do that. We have volunteers that come and help out in the agency. We had over 100 volunteers at our agency back a couple weeks ago doing some work around the building, first-year UVA students. So we really do try to utilize volunteers, and volunteers help us make a difference for kids. We can't thank them enough for the work they do.
All right, and I'd like to thank the two of you for coming in today and helping to provide us with a little mini-show here on Wake Up Call Fundraiser Sunday.
Can we plug a website?
Feel free.
Okay, www.cyfs.org is the website, which has information on all these classes and services. And the other final thing I wish I could say is thanks to all the community people, Charlottesville-Albemarle Government, United Way, the Charlottesville Foundation. There's just a variety of people. There's state grants that are in these programs. So this is a really neat organization that kind of blends a lot of different funding streams to provide free services to kids. So pretty cool thing.
All right.
And thank you for the opportunity for bringing us here today and giving us a chance to talk about what we do. We feel like we do really important work. We make a difference for kids, and we're glad to have the chance to talk about it. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, you're welcome. And I like to think that, you know, because I'm not sort of stretching my ego, but I like to think that WNRN provides this show and gives me the opportunity to poke out some of the organizations that don't get enough notice in here in town. And one of the ways that you can help make sure that we continue with that is to call in and make a pledge, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. So thanks to Jackie and Jack for coming in today.
Thanks a lot.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstand Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasolines, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.rlc.net. The wake-up call is produced by Catherine Greiner. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.
91.9 WNRN.